Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out our blog and use it all to your advantage. Thousands of archives of shows that we've done in the past several years. We've been archiving since 99. We've been on the web, on the internet and the radio since, well, the radio since 97, the internet since 98, archiving since 99. We've been doing this a long time, folks. In fact, next week is our ninth anniversary. We're going to be kicking off our 10th year in business next week, and I can't wait. I'm so excited about this, and I want to thank all of you for all you have done to help make this possible. All of my audience, all the small business owners out there who work so hard, who've inspired me. If you've done nothing else, you've inspired me with your courage and with your dedication and with your high wire act that you perform every day, working without a net. And one of those guys who does that, one of your fellow small business owners is with us right now. His name is Tom Mansell. Tom is the president of Zelli Shoes, Z-E-L-L-I Shoes. And he is an incredible success story and has an international small business. And he's going to tell us about that. He's my new friend and yours too. Tom, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you here. It was great meeting you back in October at the Administaff Small Business Classic. You were there. Tell the audience what you were doing there.
Basically, the gentleman, Brian Noggle, that put the event on for the Champions Tour, all the pro players, wanted to give all of the touring pros as well as the pro-am participants a really quality gift. So he contacted me a year ago. We began planning it in the fall of last year, and essentially each one of them was a recipient of a pair of our shoes made in Tuscany, Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, Jim, from being there, it lasted 3 days, and quite an entourage of notables. Arnold Palmer was there, Roger Clements, Johnny Bench. It was just a great group of people, and I personally really enjoyed meeting the folks at Administaff as well as you, and of course giving away a free pair of shoes to each of the participants.
Well, and I've got my pair on the way, and I want to thank you on national and international radio. I want to thank you for that great gesture that you made, and that's an interesting way to get the message out about a fine pair of shoes.
Well, thank you, Jim. We've enjoyed doing what we're doing. We're a young company, relatively speaking. We're 8 years old. We started in the late 90s, and I had zero customers, and quite frankly, I was green as a gourd. I knew basically nothing about the footwear business, but I knew quality. If you take care of your customers, they'd take care of you.
Well, what made you, what in the world, you know, I keep thinking about that Dierks Bentley country song. You know, the title is, I Know What I Was Feeling, But What Was I Thinking?
That's great.
Why did if you had told me, I think I'm going to get into the high-end shoe business for men and women, I would say, Tom, what are you thinking?
Well, it's an interesting odyssey, and I'll try to capsulize it here in just a few seconds. Basically, I owned for years and years a upscale exotic game ranch in Texas, specializing in endangered species, cheetah, giraffe, zebra, rhino, et cetera. And that mm-hmm. took me to Africa. I helped some people set up an ostrich ranch, which was fully integrated all the way from the chick, the egg to the chick. We grew our own feed, and we marketed the leather in Paris, in Italy, Miami, Hong Kong. In going to these places, I saw the potential to create another branch, which would be the offering of high-quality footwear utilizing ostrich, crocodile, alligator. I felt that using the cachet of made in Italy, coupled with a good quality product, there was a market. Mm-hmm. So
you already knew the skins business, didn't you?
Yes, fairly well. But, you know, it's constantly evolving and you're constantly learning.
Right. So you so then you decided to go into the shoe business and make the shoes out of basically, you know, high quality and even exotic skins like alligator and ostrich and that sort of thing. So then you decided that the shoes needed to be made in
right.
Tuscany. You needed so, you did you know anybody in Tuscany?
I didn't know a soul. I just
but
got
you
on
just
a plane,
knew
went
that
over
the,
there.
You just knew that Tuscany, Italy would have a great sound.
Well, Tuscany, Italy not only has the cachet, but also they're known for our very good quality footwear.
They know how to make them over there, don't they?
Oh, yeah. And I found a small company that probably is their total square footage is maybe 2,000 square feet.
Wow.
They spoke no English. I spoke no Italian interpreter, and I started with a prototype of a shoe. And 6 months later, I was making my first shoes, and I located a company that gave me a contract that emboldened me. I called on Nordstrom's, persuaded them to give me a shot. We got into the Dallas store, and today I'm in every region in the country with,
wow.
with Nordstrom.
And all you did was you had a little bit of knowledge, you saw a vision, you were able to see the vision for where this could go, and then you started applying the elbow grease.
That's right.
And no pun intended, the shoe leather.
Right. There are a lot of that. And like a lot of your listeners that are small business owners, you have to wear a jillion different hats, from designing, from administration to marketing, just working with your personnel, just the whole spectrum.
What was the key? What do you think? What was the? Tell us about what you knew. What do you know right now that you didn't know then? There are people out there in different industries where you were 8 years ago, Tom. What did you not know then that you know now that you wish you knew?
Well, I would say this, just as I mentioned a moment ago, the number of hats that you have to wear, being a small business owner means, at least in my case, a lot of hours. I have not seen an eight-hour day in 8 years. It's just,
so you're saying is when you became a small business owner, you were able to work half days, and you could pick whichever 12 you wanted, right?
That's right. I like that. Jim, that's exactly right. But to saying what I know, I would say the regimentation and organization because I have to, for example, I have to buy my leather months ahead of time, and I have to look down the road both ahead and then behind me to see what the demand is going to be. Then I have to arrange the financing, mm-hmm. buy the leather, get it to my manufacturers, and make sure that the styles are what I want.
So you better have your cornflakes together in terms of your supply channels.
That's exactly right.
Upstream and downstream. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Tom Mansell. I'm going to ask Tom how the devaluation of the dollar impacted him, and I bet it was a lot. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit, a very interesting visit with our new friend, actually your new friend. I've known Tom for a whole month and a half, I think. Tom is Tom Mansell, Mantzel, is the president of Zelle Shoes. Am I saying that right, Tom?
That's correct.
Where did Zelle come from?
It's an interesting story. I had a place in East Africa right at the foot of Mount Kilimanjaro, and I was going back and forth to Africa for many years, and my buddies at various functions, cocktail parties, whatever, would say, Tom, why don't you take us to Africa sometime? So I put a trip together. Long story short, we were floating down the Zambezi one day. There were four of us fishing for tiger fish, not a human in sight, catching tiger fish, having a great time. And when we landed the boat, one of the guys just blurted out, he said, you know, we've been all over the world traveling together, Zelle, but this is the best trip we've ever taken. And the other guys looked at him and they said, what did you call him? And it was just an extemporaneous version of the last syllable of my name, which is Manziel. And yeah. So they continued to call me that when I started my shoe company 2 years later. One of them walked in. I had an atlas of Italy. I was looking for names, provinces, and they said, "You idiot, use your nickname." And I said, "It's too corny." And he said, "Put it on a sheet of paper, show it to 20 people."
I did. I like it.
And that's how it originated.
Z has a great ring to it, and the only thing wrong with Z is alphabetically it's last. That's the only negative I can think of.
That's exactly right.
But otherwise, it has a great name. No sound. Are important in a brand. I think you did the right thing. Zelli shoes. I like that. That it sounds very continental.
It sounds Italian, and when I put it on a sheet of paper and showed it to 20 people, 18 of them said, "Well, it sounds Italian, but we don't know. Is it a city, a food,
yeah.
what?"
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
All I wanted.
I like that. I like the way that came up. I love those kinds of stories. Okay, when we were, my wife and I were in Italy about 2.5 years ago, and the dollar was on par with the euro. In fact, we would actually, people would take our dollars before they would take a euro in Italy if we had dollars in our hand.
Right.
And even though it was a little bit, it was about a nickel devalued over the euro, they would still rather have the dollars. Today,
right.
Now when we were there, we were in Orvieto, and we went to, there's a ceramics, Orvieto is known for their ceramics, and there was a really nice piece of ceramic, a pretty significant piece of ceramics that we were interested in, and it was, and we saw the price. It was pretty expensive in those days, and so we didn't buy it. Well, today we'd like to buy one of those, but the price has almost doubled only because of the exchange rate.
Right.
Now you've been in business 8 years, so you were making shoes back in those days when I was over there, and that was on par with the dollar was
well,
on par with euro.
To take it a step further back than that, before it was the euro, it was the lira.
Right.
And then when the euro came on the scene, it was 0.86 to the dollar. So
right.
The dollar was king. Well, today right. or yesterday, I didn't see the close today, but yesterday it was 1.27. Well, that's a hefty, hefty increase.
Right, right.
And when you have to pay for your production cost in euros, that hurts.
Right. So for every dollar... For every euro, you got to pay $1.27 in dollars.
$1.27. That's
yeah.
correct.
Now, so that's hurt. That's cut way into your. It's changed. It's had to affect your price point. It's had to affect your profit margins. Your capital situation. How have you been able to manage this?
Well, basically, you sit down with your manufacturers who have also seen a lot of their production go to the Far East because of the strength of the euro. So I said, "Guys, here's where we are. A little bit of something's better than a whole lot of nothing.
Right.
Would you like to continue to do business with me? And if you do, let's see if we can reach a common ground." And they said yes. And so the shoe companies, by and large in Italy, have fallen by the wayside. It's a fraction of what it was a few years ago. So I've kept my business there by holding hands with my guys and saying, "Listen, let's work together." So they've tightened their belt and they've worked with me.
Hmm.
But it's not that way with a lot of people, and the euro has really impacted a lot of companies adversely.
Well, it has, and well, it has. Of course, it hasn't been the euro; it's been the dollar because
the dollar has been
weak against everything. But that's because you're going the wrong way with your products, isn't it? You're importing, not exporting. If you were exporting, if you were going the other way, it'd be a different world altogether. Together.
That's
so
exactly right.
What is your recommendation? I've got about a minute, Tom, for this visit. We're going to get you back another day. You got more to teach us. But what would you say to anybody who wanted to do any kind of international business? Give us one or two quick lessons, things that you've learned.
Well, real quickly, you have to travel. A lot of people want to stay at home and do it with a fax or email. That won't work. You've got to get face to face, and if you're willing to get on a plane and go turn over stones, I think the potential is enormous.
Hmm.
That's one thing, and I think just being able to handle the complexities of international exchange in terms of shipping, knowing how to negotiate the best shipping rates, all of these, that all flows through to the bottom line.
You use any of the Commerce Department, the U.S. Commercial Services? Do they help you at all?
No, I haven't. I imagine that would be a good avenue for me to pursue.
I've got some people. I've got some people that I'll give you their names and contact that I think might help you. But we need to figure out a way to get some U.S. stuff going to Italy, don't we?
Absolutely.
Have you thought about that?
I have, but so far they make a better product over there. Listen, hey, Jim, I want to tell you thanks. I appreciate the opportunity.
Give us your website. Give us your website, Tom.
Okay, it's tom@classicexotics.com.
So your website is
www.classicexotics.com.
Classicexotics.com. Folks, check it out when you get a chance. I know you like your shoes. I have seen them. I've tried them on. They're worth the price. Thanks, Tom. Good to see you. Talk to you next time. Quick break. Right back with Don Cooper. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.